到在新造里的第二个要素。
Yesterday afternoon, we shared on the second important factor of being in Christ.
就是基督钉十字架。
And then Christ and the cross.
我想今天还没有进入第三个主题之前。
This morning, before we enter into the third message,
我要再稍微和弟兄姊妹复习一下，或者把昨天没有讲到的和大家稍微有一点交通。
I'd like to have a little review as well as to add a little bit of what I did not share yet.
就是讲到保罗在加拉太书里面给我们看见他怎样把十字架运用在自己的生活里。
And it's from the words of Paul, how can we can utilize the words of the cross in our life?
我们请大家一同读几处的经文。
Let's read several passages.
加拉太书第二章。
Galatians 2.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and delivered himself up for me.
五章二十四节。
Chapter 5, verse 24.
凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体，连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。
Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with his passions and desires.
四章，第六章第十四节。
Chapter 6, verse 14.
但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。因这十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上。就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
But may it never be that I should boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world.
四章第八节到第十节。
Chapter 4, verses 8 to 10.
但从前你们不认识神的时候，是给那些本来不是神的做奴仆。现在你们既然认识神，更可说是被神所认识的，怎么还要归回那懦弱无用的小学，情愿再给他做奴仆呢？你们谨守日子、月份、节期、年份，我为你们害怕，唯恐我在你们身上是枉费了功夫。
Verses 8 to 11. However, at that time when you did not know GodYou were slaves to those which by nature are no God. But now that you have come to know God, or rather to be known by God, how is it that you turn back again to the weak and worthless elemental things, to which you desire to be enslaved all over again? You observe days and months and seasons and years. I fear for you, that perhaps I have labored over you in vain.
第五章十一节。
Chapter 5, verse 11.
弟兄们，我若仍旧传割礼，为什么还受逼迫呢？若是这样，那十字架讨厌的地方就没有了。恨不得那搅乱你们的人把自己割绝了。
Verses 11 and 12. But I, brethren, if I still preach circumcision, why am I still persecuted? Then the stumbling block of the cross has been abolished. With that those who are troubling you would even mutilate themselves.
第六章十二节。
Chapter 6, verse 12.
凡希图外貌体面的人，都勉强你们受割礼，无非是怕自己为基督的十字架受逼迫。
Those who desire to make a good showing in the flesh try to compel you to be circumcised, simply that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ.
六章十七节。
Same chapter, verse 17.
从今以后，人都不要搅扰我，因为我身上带着耶稣的印记。
from now on let no one cause trouble for me, for I bear on my body the brand marks of Jesus.
好，我们先读圣经，读这么多。
So much for scripture reading.
好不好？请我们低头，我们再有一点简单的祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们来到你的跟前。
Lord Jesus, we come before you.
我们何等需要你的血来洁净我们。
How we need your blood to cleanse us.
需要你的血来分别我们。
And separate us.
好叫我们在你的面前不仅蒙神的悦纳。
So that before you, not only we are accepted by God.
并且我们能够进入与父神那爱的交通里面。
And yet we can also enter into the fellowship of love of the Father.
亲爱的主啊。
Dear Lord.
给我们一个能领受的心。
Give us a heart who is able to accept.
愿你用真理的光照亮我们心中的眼睛。
May the light of the truth shine upon the heart, the eyes of our heart.
好叫我们从启示来认识你自己。
So that we can come to know you through revelation.
也给我们一颗诚实的心。
Give us an honest heart.
当我们接受了真理。
So that when we receive the truth.
我们愿意照着真理而行。
We want to walk according to the truth.
我们把早上这一堂的交通恭敬托在你的手中。
We place this time reverently into your hands.
主啊，洁净我们。
Lord Jesus, cleanse us.
向我们说话。
Speak to us.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们讲到十字架有它历史性、客观的一面。
We have already said that the cross has this objective historical perspective.
就是在两千多年前，主耶稣在独楼地加略山上，他为我们完成了救恩。
Even 2000 years ago on Mount Golgotha, when the Lord Jesus accomplished salvation.
当一个人听见福音。
When a person hears the gospel.
当他的心灵被带到主耶稣十字架的底下。
And his heart has been brought before the feet of the cross.
弟兄姊妹。我们接受他做我们的救主。
Brothers and sisters, we accept him as our savior.
那是何等奇妙的经历。
That was an amazing experience.
我相信我们很多弟兄姊妹经历过。
And I believe a lot of us here have already experienced it.
我们里面有一个神圣的平安。
In us, we have this very sacred and divine peace.
Divine peace. 在我们没有信主以前。
Before we became a believer,
我们随着自己的意识生活。
We live according to our own wishes.
我们不知道罪在我们身上是一个多大的捆绑和重担。
We didn't realize how much of a bondage and burden the sin has on us.
但是我们来到十字架底下，主耶稣的血就洗净我们天良的亏欠。
But as we come to the cross, His blood cleanses us of all of our transgressions.
因为他在十字架上。是代替我这个罪人受了刑罚。
Because on the cross he took our place as sinners and he was punished.
所以罪的担子就从我身上挪去了。
Therefore the burden of sin was taken away from me.
那是极大的喜乐。
That was a tremendous joy.
弟兄姊妹，我们重生得救了。
Now that we are born again.
但是十字架的功效不仅仅停留在这里。
But yet the efficacy of the cross does not stop here.
在加拉太书里面，保罗更给我们看见十字架的功效呢，有主观一面在我的生命里面做改变的工作。
Paul tells us the work of the cross, its efficacy, also happens subjectively in us.
这个改变的工作需要我们用信心来接受主的十字架。
And this work of changing us needs us to have faith.To accept the work of the cross in us.
我们看见不仅主代替我死了。
We see that not only the cross took my place and died for me.
并且主耶稣死的时候呢，他把所有信他的人都包含在他的里面，带我们一同死了。
And when he died, all of those who believe in him are included into his death.
所以有人讲到呢，主耶稣十字架呢主观一面的功效呢。用一个字叫做它来代表我们。
So then, for subjectively, we see that the work of the cross, the Lord Jesus substituted for us.
啊，虽然是他一个人死，但是他把所有相信他的人都包在他的死的里面。
Although he himself died as one person, and yet for all inclusively for all of us, he substituted.
啊，我用一个简单的说明。
a very simple explanation.
啊，第二次世界大战的时候，日本人打中国。
At the Second World War, when the Japanese attacked China.
啊，也打了东南亚所有的国家。
As well as all of the Southeast Asia countries.
那么后来呢？因为美国在日本投了两颗原子弹。
And yet, because of the atomic bomb.
啊，那么天皇呢，就宣告无条件投降。
The Japanese Emperor surrendered.
那时候日本人呢，还有很多的军队散布在中国还有东南亚的地方。
There were still a lot of Japanese soldiers all over China.
那这个投降呢，不是每一个日本兵来向当地的跟他作战的中国军人或者老百姓投降。
And this surrendering does not need to take all of the Japanese soldiers to go to all of the Chinese citizens to surrender.
在九月三号那一天。1945年
1945, September 3rd,
日本天皇的代表到了美国一条军舰叫做密苏里舰。
The Japanese Emperor with his fleet went to the ship Missouri.
那盟军的代表首席代表就是麦克阿瑟元帅。
MacArthur General.
啊，他们在那里，就这个日本的代表呢，就向麦克阿瑟正式投降。
So the Japanese representative surrendered to General MacArthur.
从那一天战争就结束了。
From that day on, the war ended.
所有的日本兵都在那个代表里面投降了。
All of the Japanese soldiers were included in that surrendering.
主耶稣的死对我们身上主观一面的功效，就是他代表你和我死。
Subjectively, the death of Christ means that he died for us.
所以保罗在加拉太书里面看见了这个真理的亮光，这是启示。
So Paul saw this revelation when he wrote the book of Galatians.
所以他就用信心抓住这个事实。
In faith, he grabbed onto this fact.
加拉太书第二章一开头，他就这是第二十节一开头，他讲我已经与基督同钉十字架了。
So right from the beginning, in verse Galatians 2:20, he says, "I have been crucified with Christ."
主耶稣钉十字架的时候，保罗还活得好好的。
When Jesus nailed on the cross, Paul was still living very well.
但是现在保罗承认了，他说我已经与基督同钉十字架了。
And now Paul confessed, I have been crucified with Christ.
这个同钉呢，就保罗那个老我死掉了，
this
钉死了。
Being crucified is that the old man of Paul already died.
那个向着律法活的保罗的肉体也死掉了。
The flesh of Paul that lived toward the law is now dead.
那个向着世界活保罗那个属地的人也死掉了。
This earthly man who lived for the world in Paul died.
弟兄姊妹，你要经历十字架的能力，必须要像保罗一样看见这个事实，并且用信心去抓住它。
If we want to experience the power of the cross, we must be like Paul, using our faith to hold on to this fact.
这样子救恩呢，你就发现不仅仅是代替的那一点点功效，它实在是广大无边的。
So that we realize that the salvation is not just a part of substitution, and yet it's so much more.
他说我已经与他同定了。
Paul says, I have been crucified.
所以今天活着的我不再是我了。
So it is no longer I who's living.
有一个荣耀的事实，就是基督住在我的里面，他现在来管理我。
But that this glorious reality is that Jesus Christ is in me, and He is taking care of me.
有人做比方，好像我们这个人的身体是一个车，一部车。
Some people give an example that our body is like a car.
以前坐在驾驶座上的是我自己。
In the past, I was in the driver's seat.
我要去哪里，我就去哪里。
I like to go wherever I want to
go. 那么现在他认识了基督的十字架，他说呢，不再是我了。
And now he realizes the cross of Christ that it's no longer I on the driver's seat.
他现在把这个驾驶座呢让给基督了。
He's now letting Christ sit on the driver's
seat. 这就是保罗经历十字架丰富的。主观的那一面，他的信心。
This is the abundant faith of Paul experiencing subjectively the cross.
所以到了五章二十四节，他说：“凡是属基督的，就把自己的肉体，连同肉体的邪情私欲，都一同钉死。”
That's what he says in 5:24 that all those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with his passions and desires.
他说：“向着世界，对我保罗而言呢，世界已经钉死。”
He says to me, Paul, the world is already crucified.
世界看我这个保罗呢，也已经在十字架上死掉了，没有用了。
And the world sees to me that I'm already dead.
世界以前还可以找保罗来做这个事、做那个事，来满足撒旦的 这个权势。
Before the world would ask Paul to do this and that to satisfy the dominion of Satan.
但是现在呢，撒旦一看见就说保罗这个人对我没用了，他死掉了，因为在十字架上结束了。
And now Satan sees Paul and realizes that Paul is no longer worth anything to him because Paul's already dead in the world.
弟兄姊妹们，这是保罗对十字架救恩的一个信心。
Brothers and sisters.This is the faith that Paul had for the salvation of Christ.
很多时候我们呢不是没有信心，但是我们信心呢只停留在救恩的初步。
Many times it's not that we don't have faith, but yet our faith is still in the very early stages of our salvation.
我们只仅仅接受主耶稣宝血洗罪的那个救恩。
We only grab on to the salvation that talks about the cleansing of our sins.
那么主耶稣十字架把我这个救人。把我这个取死的身体肉体把我的属地的人结束了我们常常不太有信心
and yet a lot of times we don't have enough faith recognize that our earthly man our worldly man the man of sin now has been concluded
所以我们一讲到圣洁讲到完全讲到公义的时候我们就讲好难好难啊我做不到
so whenever we think of holiness or righteousnessWe realize, oh, it is so hard. We cannot get to that point.
因为有东西拦阻在那里。
Because there's a blockage.
我们不知道十字架已经把这些拦阻都除去了。
We fail to recognize that the cross has already done away with it.
那么保罗他这样运用信心。
And as Paul executes his faith.
他在肉身中啊，也为着十字架受一点苦。
And in the flesh, he himself suffered because of the cross.
他讲到当时加拉太教会遇见的一些的搅扰。
The confusion that the Galatian church was facing.
他说呢，你们从前不认识神的时候，是给那些不是神的做奴仆。
He says, before you know God, you were slaves to those who did not know God.
加拉太弟兄姊妹信主大概有九年的时间。
By that time, the Galatian brethren knew the Lord for about 9 years.
保罗说，你们已经认识了神。
And Paul says you already know God.
更可以这样说，神认识了你们。
Or to say that you're already known by God.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？神认识你和我。
Do you know that our God knows you and I?
神清楚我们，清楚的比我们认识自己还要清楚。
He's so clear about you more than you know yourself.
但是呢，加拉太弟兄姊妹对于十字架不够认识。
But then the brothers and sisters of the church Galatians do not know very much of the cross of Christ.
所以有人到他们中间看他们聚会，说你们聚会太不像样。
And so some people went to the meeting and say something is not right with this meeting.
你们聚会的这个场地啊，里面就一点都不像一个教堂。
The setting that you have here really doesn't look like a meeting place.
我们帮你们做一点布置。
We want to decorate for
you. 你知道犹太人他们的这个圣殿里面是有灯台的。
Do you know that a temple in the Jewish people, they have this lampstand?
这表示神是我们的光。
Meaning that our God is our light.
所以我们就在教堂里面，在聚会厅里面弄个灯台。
So therefore, we have
点几根蜡烛。
We need to set up this lampstand. We have some candles.
你看，人一进来就感觉到神是我的光。
So when men comes in, we will realize, oh, God is our light.
那么还有很多的做法。
And there are a lot of other ways of doing things.
你身上要有圣洁的记号，你们男人要受割礼。
And in order to have a sign of your holiness, men must be circumcised.
他们就开始去谨守外面的仪文。
And so therefore they start to hold on the outward ways.
然后他们还守日子。
And they hold on to days.
你看我们犹太教呢，我们守安息日，多圣洁啊！
Look how very holy we are because we hold on to the Sabbath.
我们过逾越节，你看多欢乐啊！
How joyful we are because we go through the Passover.
他们还守月份，还守节期，还守年份。
They go through days and feasts and festivals.
弟兄姊妹，今天神的教会啊，在这一方面遇见的冲击非常的大。
Brothers and sisters, the impact of the church today is also very great.
我要先声明一下，我没有意思批评任何人。
I want to first have a disclaimer. I don't mean to criticize anyone.
如果我讲的哈、啊。在这边有这种现象，我完全不知道。
If there are things that are happening here, I am ignorant of it.
我们看见今天有很多神的儿女们在聚会中啊，每个主日要有特别的意义的。
We know that some gatherings, every single Sunday, there must be a special meaning.
你看天主教他们每一个主日，他们有一个公导书，这个礼拜是什么棕树主日，上个礼拜呢是这个 Ash Sunday。
for the Catholic Church, this Sunday may be Palm Sunday, and the next Sunday may be Ash Sunday.
啊，他们在那个主就有一个主题。
And because of that, they will have a particular.
很多人就觉得这个非常神圣。
And people say, "Wow, this is so very."
那么基督徒再加上今天是母亲节。我们要表示基督徒是孝顺母亲的，我们就在教会过母亲节。
And so for some Christians, oh, today's Mother's Day, we want to show that we are very reverent to our mother, so we want to celebrate Mother's Day.
可能两个月前的就组织一个委员会，我们怎么样在那个主日好好来庆祝母亲节，表示我们遵行实践孝敬父母。
So maybe 2 months prior, the board meeting will discuss how we're going to celebrate Mother's Day.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
保罗看见了启示
Paul saw the revelation.
他就不做这些事情
He would dare not do
it. 他不做这些事情他就被别人轻看
Because he did not dare to do it, he was despised by men.
他说如果我再回去传割礼讲律法
He says, if I still go back to preach circumcision and talk about the law,
他说十字架在我身上那讨厌的地方就没有了。
He said, the stumbling block of the cross has been abolished.
他因着认识十字架的救恩，他就忍受十字架讨厌的地方。
Because he knew the reality of the salvation of his cross, he forbear the stumbling block of the cross.
你知道这个十字架讨厌的地方，有一个英文翻译叫做。十字架被别人当作一个丑闻。
And so there's another translation that calls that this is a scandal of the cross.
啊，弟兄姊妹，别人就看了，这些人称作基督徒，但是他们不过圣诞节，你看看他们是什么基督徒呢
？And so these people would be complained about because oh, they call themselves Christians and they don't celebrate Christmas. What kind of a Christian is that?
这些批评他们的人呢，觉得这些人是异类，甚至贴一个标签是异端。
And so because of that, these Christians have not been labeled that they are also people who are the cult.
保罗就是因为这个缘故，他是忍受这些批评。
So therefore, Paul was able to take all of these criticisms.
你看一下，不仅他个人的生活，就是教会的侍奉，他都走在十字架的原则底下。
Not only in his personal life, but the service in the church, he walked on the principle of this cross.
你知道，我们需要有启示的光看见这些事情。
We need to have the light of revelation to see things.
不是说别人不做了，那我也不做。但是你也不知道你为什么不做。
It's not because other people are not doing it, you dare not do, but then you don't realize why you're not.
你我有了启示的光，我们是现在借着永活神的灵呢，侍奉这位永活的神。
Because of the spirit of the living God, we want to serve this living God.
我们就再不照着这些律法或者拜偶像的情形。我们来侍奉我们的神。
So therefore, we no longer want to serve according to the ways of idolatry or even the ways of the law.
我们要求主给我们一点的恩典和怜悯。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
啊，你知道，当人遵行神的旨意的时候
，When we want to follow the will of God,
这些人肯背十字架和世界和宗教有分别的时候。
And people are willing to bear the cross to have a separation out of Christianity or out of the world.
他们就被自己同伴议论，被人丑化。
They may be criticized and judged by their fellow brothers.
所以保罗情愿的为着持守基督的十字架而再被受逼迫。
So therefore, once again, because of the cross, he is willing to be persecuted.
他以前是要逼迫这些人的。
In the past, he would persecute these guys.
但是因着启示的光，还有基督十字架舍命的大爱。
But because of the light of the revelation and the love of the dying of cross,
他能够宣告一件事，他说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
He's able to proclaim that I have been crucified with Christ.
所以他说从今以后，请你们不要再来搅扰我。
He says from now on, do not disturb me.
你可以批评我，你可以论断我。
You can judge me. You can criticize me.
甚至你们可以讲说保罗呢，传了异端了。
You can even say that Paul already have been preaching cults.
他说呢，我身上带满了耶稣的印记。
But he says I bear on me the brand marks of Jesus.
主耶稣在他属他的人身上要盖章的。
The Lord Jesus is to put his brand on those who belong to him.
盖一个章啊，就代表说主说。你这一段日子学的功课，我承认。
when you are branded or sealed, that means the Lord Jesus says, the lessons that you have been learning so far, I admit, I accept.
我看有很多有小小孩的家庭。
I see a lot of families with little children.
这个妈妈为了教孩子在生活中有能够守规矩。
In order for the mother to teach the children to have orderly behaviors at home,
所以就发给他们一张纸，上面一格一格的写了日期。
And so she started to mark different squares and dates on a piece of paper.
比如说这个孩子今天呢吃完饭呢洗了碗，他就拿那张纸去妈妈面前，妈妈就给盖一个章。
And so after the child finishes his or her meal and she did the dishes, then she gives the piece of paper to the mother, and the mother will put a sticker on or a seal on that piece of paper.
那么妈妈呢，这个赞许她做的这件事情。
That means this is mother's way of praising the child that she did well.
洗好衣服了，她把衣服叠好了，又拿到妈妈面前，妈妈又盖一个章。
And after she learns to fold her clothes at the laundry, then she also gets another sticker on this piece of paper.
弟兄姊妹，不晓得你身上，你我身上。有多少耶稣的印记？
I don't know how many brand marks of Jesus do you have in your life or in my life.
将来到主面前去，这些就是交账。
One day we have to give account of everything before the Lord.
保罗说：“你们不要再搅扰我，因为我身上盖满了耶稣的印记。”
Paul says, "From now on, let no one cause trouble for me, for I bear my body the brand marks of Jesus."
每一次他遵行属神的旨意，就是一个十字架在他身上。
Every time he followed the will of the Lord, that is a sign of the cross.
他为着真理被别人误会，被别人批评，主耶稣就盖一个章。
For the sake of the truth, he was misunderstood or complained about, the Lord Jesus will give a mark.
这代表着神承认他。
It shows that the Lord Jesus accepted him.
主耶稣赞许他。
The Lord Jesus praised
him. 弟兄姊妹，我们个人的生活，教会的生活，将来都要交账。
In our personal life as well as our church life, one day we will give account.
所以愿主怜悯我们，开我们的眼睛，看见圣经的真理到底是怎么回事。
May the Lord have mercy on us so that we can see what it is that the word is trying to show us.
你知道在欧洲好多弟兄姊妹啊，在十九世纪，他们可以读圣经以后。
In the 18th and 19th century, a lot of Christians in Europe when they started to read the Bible.
他们每读到一个真理。他们就遵行。
Every time they come to a truth, they will follow.
哎呀，这所以他们受了许多的这个排斥，许多的逼迫。
So they were really despised.
你知道，连美国的先祖哈，这些清教徒，他们也是这样，为着遵行真理，照着神所要的敬拜，他们来聚会，所以他们不容于英国的国教。
Even our forefathers, the pilgrims that first came, because they wanted to follow what the Bible says, they were also kicked out by the English church.
他们才到美国，才到美洲来。
That's why they came to America.
啊，弟兄姊妹，在英国有一个，原来是国教里面的牧师，叫做 Robert Gouvet.
There was a person who was once a pastor in England. His name is Robert Gouvet.
他是一个非常聪明、有才干、又爱神敬虔的人。
He was a very brilliant and a man who loved God.
他如果一直在国教里面，他可能会做到这个 Canterbury 的 bishop.
If he remained in the Church of England, he probably would become a bishop in the Canterbury.
你知道做那个 bishop， 他是可以为英皇啊加冕去主持那个典礼的。
If he were able to get to that status, he can even crown the Queen of England.
但是他更愿意忠于他所爱的神。
But he was rather able to be faithful to the God that he loved.
他正式封牧以后，他好好读圣经。
When he was in that position, he read the Bible.
他就看看了圣经里面对于基督徒的生活和侍奉有没有神的旨意。
He wanted to search after God's will from the scriptures.
第一个摸到的就是受浸的问题。
The first thing that he was in touch with was the issue of baptism.
他感觉读来读去整本新约。到旧约没有为婴孩施浸的事情。
And then he went throughout the scripture. He realizes no mention of children baptism.
他就把这个他所读出来的啊，写了一个小小的论文，就报到这个主教那里去。
So therefore, he wrote an essay against baby baptism.
结果这个不是英国国教把英和洗礼废掉。
So it wasn't the Church of England that took away the baby infant baptism.
而是他们把这个 Robert Gouvet 革职了。
They expelled Robert Gouvet.
但是这个弟兄一点都不后悔。
This brother did not regret.
他身上盖一个耶稣的章。
Because in him he bore the brand marks of Jesus.
他忍受十字架讨厌的。
He was willing to accept.
他在继续读真理。
The thing that was spicy in the cross.
所有关于国度的真理。讲的最清楚的就是 Robert Gouvet.
He was the person who most clearly explained the truth of the kingdom.
有人讲呢，马太福音啊，要比启示录难读一百遍，一百倍。
Some people says that the book of Matthew is 100 times harder than the book of Revelation.
啊，我们知道启示录已经够难读了。
We know the book of Revelation
is very difficult. 但是马太福音里面讲到那个国度跟以赛亚书讲的国度，你怎么把它对照起来
？But then, how do you compare in parallel the kingdom of heaven that's spoken in Matthew with the book of Isaiah？
把国度的真理解开来的是 Robert Gouvet。
The person that really opened up the truth of the kingdom was Robert Gouvet。
这个弟兄，我读过他的传记，他可能是在欧洲啊被革除、被赶走、被拒绝最多次的一个神的仆人。
I've read his biography, and I think Robert Gouvet was the person who was expelled the most times of all out of all of Europe.
我读到他传记，我真是佩服他肯跟主走十字架道路。
When I read his biography, I really admired how he was willing to walk the way of the cross.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的时间不多。
Brothers and sisters, we don't have much time.
我们要求主使我们在十字架上做一个忠心跟到底。
We need to ask the Lord to help us to be faithful, to walk the way of the cross all the way to the end.
保罗也讲出一点，他怎么样能够走十字架的道路。
Paul also explained a little bit of how he walked the way of the cross.
在二章二十节最后他说，他是爱我，为我舍己。
The end of verse 2:20 says, "For he loved me and delivered himself up for me."
他一直活在主耶稣那舍己的爱的里面。
He continually lived in the love, of, the self-denying love of Christ.
主耶稣那个牺牲的爱，成为他在地上生活的力量。
The self-denying love of Christ was the strength of his life.
第二个原则。
Another principle.
他说：“我今天在肉身中活着，是用神儿子的信心来生活。”
This is the life which I now live. I live by faith in the Son of God.
是神儿子的信心。
It is the faith of the Son of God.
我们读四福音，看见主耶稣的信心。
In the four Gospels, we see the faith of the Lord.
最后，主在地上最后的两周的时候。
The last 2 weeks of Jesus on earth.
主耶稣面向耶路撒冷去。
The Lord Jesus was facing Jerusalem.
在路加福音里面记载，主耶稣面向耶路撒冷去的时候，脸啊如同坚石一样。
In the book of Luke, it recorded that Jesus' face was like a stone facing toward Jerusalem.
啊，不管人怎么劝他，用情感说你去，你就受害，你不如留在家乡好了。
No matter how people try to persuade him to not go,
主仍然为着受死，他就往耶路撒冷去。
The Lord was still determined to go toward Jerusalem because of his ongoing death, coming death.
因为神的儿子相信他的父亲。必定让他从死里复活。
Because he believed that his father will for sure raise him from the dead.
这是神儿子的信心。
This is the faith of the Son of God.
主耶稣在十字架上要断气的时候，他说：“父啊，我将我的灵交给你。”
Before the Lord Jesus gave his last breath, he says, "Father, I give my spirit to you."
你知道主一讲了这个话，撒旦就来了。
You know, as soon as the Lord Jesus said that, Satan came.
撒旦怎么来呢？因为他是掌死权的，就把主带到阴间去。
And because he was holding on to the power of death, he told Jesus to Hades.
主耶稣何等的安息。
The Lord Jesus was so restful.
他知道撒旦已经被击败了。
He knew that the enemy is defeated.
他就非常安息的到阴间三天三夜。
Very restfully, he entered into Hades for 3 days and nights.
你知道主耶稣复活不是凭着他自己的神能、神的永能和神性。
You know, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus was not because by his own divine power.
你读整本新约圣经，你可以看见，每次讲到主耶稣复活，是父神使他从死里复活。
Because every time in the New Testament when it talks about the resurrection of the Lord, it said God the Father raised him from the dead.
那是神儿子的信心。
And that shows the faith of the Son of God.
这个信心也是我们弟兄昨天晚上讲到，他完全的安息，相信父亲必然作成。
And this is the faith our brother mentioned last night that he was totally restful, trusting that his father would do it.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们学十架功课需要祷告主给我们的态度。
This is the attitude that we need to have as we learn the lesson of the cross.
不管人怎么同情我们，劝我们不要再走下去了，你说谢谢你。
No matter how people will pity us, persuade us, and tell us not to walk, we will have to say, thank you very much for telling us.
因为我们里面是用神儿子的信心来说。
Because inside we want to have the faith of the Son of God helping us.
好，我们要开始今天早上的题目。
And this morning?
今天早上我们要交通圣灵。
We want to talk about the Holy Spirit.
请我们读加拉太书第六章。
Let's read Galatians chapter 6.
我们读十五、十六节。
Verses 15 and 16.
受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要，要紧的就是做新造的人。凡照此理而行的，愿平安怜悯加给他们和神的以色列人。
For neither is circumcision anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And those who will walk by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them, and upon the Israel of God.
加拉太书三章十三、十四节。
Galatians 3:13 and 14.
基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的。这便叫亚伯拉罕的福，因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
Verse 13. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law.Having become a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, in order that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
约翰福音第十四章。
The Gospel according to John,
第十六、第十七节。
16 and 17.
我要求父。父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
John 14:16 and 17. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truthWhom the world cannot receive because it does not behold him or know him. But you know him because he abides with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you.
加拉太书三章第二节、第三节。
Galatians 3:2-3.
我只要问你们这一件，你们受了圣灵是因行律法呢？是因听信福音呢？你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？你们是这样的无知吗？
Verses 2 and 3. This is the only thing I want to find out from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by hearing with faith? Are you so foolish? Having been done by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh?
第四章第六节、第七节。
Chapter 4:6-7.
你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿巴父。可见从此以后，你不是奴仆，乃是儿子了。既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。
And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God.
五章五节。
Chapter 5:5.
我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心，等候所盼望的义。
For we through faith, through the Spirit by faith, are waiting for the hope of righteousness.
五章十八节。
Verse 18.
但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。
But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law.
五章二十四节。凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上。
Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
我们在读啊四章不三章二十六到二十九节。
26-29.
所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子，你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴基督了。并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的了。
Verse 26-29. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek.There is neither slave nor free man. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise.
五章二十五节。
5:25.
我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit.
六章第八节。
Chapter 6, verse 8.
顺从情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。
For the one who sows to his own flesh shall from the flesh reap corruption. For the one who sows to the Spirit shall from the Spirit reap eternal life.
保罗告诉加拉太的弟兄姊妹们。
Paul told the Galatians.
如果我们今天持守的东西，不是神心中所要的。
If we hold on to the things that is not what the Father wants,
不仅将来我们要后悔,
not only later on we will regret,
而且今天我们也会受极大的亏损,
and even today we will have a lot of losses.
所以他告诉弟兄姊妹说, 受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要。
That's why he says, neither is circumcision anything nor uncircumcision.
要紧的乃是做新造的人。
But more important is to be the...A new creation.
我们前面两堂呢已经交通新造里面就是我们要在基督里必须要有几个要素
Last two sessions we already said that in order to be in Christ there are few very important factors
第一个是我们需要从神那里得着启示
First we must have the revelation in Christ
第二个 我们需要认识并且持守基督的十字架。
We must know and hold on to the cross of Christ.
那么今天早晨呢，我们要和弟兄姊妹交通到第三方面。
And this morning we want to talk about the third aspect.
就是我们需要多多的得着圣灵。
We need to receive much of the Holy Spirit.
啊，我们刚才读的三章十三十四节。
When we read chapter 3:13-14,
看见主耶稣为我们被挂在十字架上，成了咒诅。
We see that Christ hanging on the cross became curse for us.
那么他的死把咒诅就除去了。
His death abolished curse.
这个咒诅一除去呢，就把人里面一切与神隔绝的和隔阂和拦阻都除去了。
And because of that, all of the things that hinders us are also abolished.
所以主耶稣钉十字架了，为人类带来了一个全新的时代。
So therefore, Jesus nailing on the cross brought down a completely new generation.
因为他十字架的功效，把人预备好。
Because the effectiveness of the cross already prepared man.
使人可以来承受神在古时候向亚伯拉罕所应许的祝福。
So that man can receive the promise that was given to Abraham in the Old Testament.
我们读创世纪十二章。
When we read Genesis chapter 12,
神向亚伯拉罕显现，向他说话。
God revealed himself to Abraham.
跟他说呢，论福我必赐大福给你。
Says concerning blessings, I will give you a great blessing.
论子孙呢，我必使你做多国之父。
Concerning your offspring, you'll be a father of many nations.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，啊，我们读那个就看旧约的情形。
When we see that, we see things that are in the Old Testament.
但是使徒保罗在主耶稣向他显现以后，
And yet when the apostle Paul was revealed by the Lord Jesus，
他再去读那一段圣经，
When he read that passage，
他才发现那个福是指着耶稣钉十字架所带来的果效。
He realized that that blessing is the result of the Lord Jesus being nailed on the cross.
那个祝福在旧约里面从来没有应验过。
That blessing did not become a reality in the Old Testament time.
那么完全的应验乃是五旬节那一天圣灵由天而降。
And the complete fulfillment of that promise came when the coming of the Pentecost.
所以他说这便叫亚伯拉罕的福啊，因着基督耶稣可以临到外邦人。
Therefore, he says the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Jesus Christ.
使我们今天每一个信耶稣基督的人，因信就得着圣灵。
So that all of us who believe in Jesus by faith we can receive the Spirit.
你知道，在旧约时代，神的灵也在人的中间。
We know that in the Old Testament time, God's Spirit was among men.
但是在旧约时代，神的灵在人身上的工作，跟新约时代。是非常不一样的。
But the work of the Spirit in the Old Testament is very different from that of the New Testament time.
旧约时代，我们读到一些人呢，他们神的灵临到他们的时候，圣经记载说，神的灵降在他们身上，或者神的灵大大的感动他。
In the Old Testament time, it says the Spirit of God came upon a certain person or greatly moved in a person.
当神的灵一临到这个人的时候，这个人呢就有非常特别的能力。
And when the Spirit of God came upon that person, he had a very special power.
啊，我们知道最著名的就是参孙。
Very famous of all is Samson.
啊，我们看见参孙呢，神的灵在他的身上啊，捆他的绳子，啊，就好像线一样，他一崩就断了。
For like Samson, the Spirit of God came upon him. The cords around him was just like a piece of thread. Suddenly, it was just torn apart.
他用一个驴腮骨就可以杀好多的。菲利士。
By an ox goad, he was able to kill many Philistines.
但是那个是神的灵降在人身上的，是暂时的。
So therefore, God's spirit temporarily come upon a person.
是外面的。
Outwardly.
啊，这好像今天我们得着一点圣灵的恩赐一样。
Just like as we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit now.
有需要的时候，神就显在你的身上。
When there's a time of need, the Spirit of God will be in you.
等到需要过去了，你还是一个平凡的人。
When the need passes, you're just like everybody else.
他都在外面。
It's an outward thing.
但是呢，当主耶稣钉十字架这个工作完成了以后，
And yet after the work of the cross is completed by Christ,
主耶稣复活升天，到了父的跟前。
The Lord Jesus was risen and went up to God the Father.
在他没有上十字架以前，他就告诉门徒们说，我要去求父。
Before he went up on the cross, he says, I will ask the Father.
另外赐给你们一位宝贵师。
We'll give you another helper.
因为主在地上的时候，他门徒们跟随他，主就是他们的保护。
Because when the Lord Jesus was on earth, the disciples followed him, so he became the protection of the disciples.
主就是他们的帮助。
The Lord became their help.
主就是他们的宝贵师。
And their advocate.
但是主要离开了。
But then the Lord Jesus was to leave.
所以主说呢，我到了父那里，我要求另外一位保惠师到你们中间来。
So the Lord Jesus says, when I leave, I'm going to ask the Father to give you another helper to come among you.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这是指着圣灵的降临。
This speaks of the coming of the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗在加拉太书里面呢，主给他这个大的启示，看见了，这就是神应许给亚伯拉罕的福。
So the tremendous revelation Paul received in Galatians is that this is a promise that God has given to Abraham.
而这个福啊，不是临到亚伯拉罕或他肉身的子孙而已。
This blessing is not just to give Abraham and his seeds in the flesh.
而是临到每一个信耶稣基督的人。
But to every single person who believes in Jesus
Christ. 包含了今天的你和我。
Including you and I.
我们因信就得着了这个圣灵的祝福。
We can receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
那么主耶稣讲到圣灵来的时候，
When Jesus speaks about Jesus, the Holy Spirit
coming, 跟旧约时代神的灵在人的身上全然不同。
Of course, it's different from the Old Testament.
他第一个他说圣灵来了，这个宝惠师就是真理的是灵。
First of all, he says this Spirit that has come is the Spirit of truth.
这个真理不仅他解释真理。
The Spirit of Truth is that He not only explains the truth,
带我们进入真理。
He will bring us into the truth.
他就是真理的实际。
He Himself is the substance of the truth.
所以讲到平安的时候，那平安的实际就借着圣灵带给你。
when he speaks of peace, he will bring us the reality of this peace.
讲到喜乐的时候，圣灵就把喜乐的实际带给你。
When we speak of joy, the Holy Spirit will bring us the substance of joy.
讲到教会的合一的时候，圣灵就把生命里面那真实的一赐给我们。
When we speak of the oneness of the body, the Holy Spirit will give us the reality of that reality.
他来的第一个特性，他说圣灵就永远与你们同在。
The first special characteristic is that the Holy Spirit will be with you forever.
这告诉我们说呢，他再不会跟我们分离。
Meaning, the Holy Spirit will never go away from us.
他与我们同在呢，不管你想到或者你忘记，都不间断。
Whether you're thinking about it or you forget about it, this presence is always there.
今天很多人以为呢，我要努力的去思想，记住圣灵与我同在，那么他就与我同在。
Some people think I have to use a lot of effort to think of the Holy Spirit being with me. Therefore, He is with me.
如果那样，基督徒的生活是很痛苦的。
If that is the case, that is a very painful way of living.
不是这样，他不间断的与我同在。
It's unceasingly the Holy Spirit.
而且他不会丢弃我。
Also, He will never forsake.
就是你我失败，他永不失败。
Meaning, if you and I fail, He will never fail.
弟兄姊妹们，昨天晚上我们弟兄讲到，圣灵啊，他把自己交付了，愿意与你永远同住。
Last night, our brother says the Holy Spirit already committed Himself to you and I forever.
你要思想一下，你就想到这是极大的恩典。
When we think about it, it's a tremendous grace.
你知道你我的心呢，比马槽还脏啊。
You know, our hearts are even dirtier than the stable.
比马槽还有味道啊，
and,
臭得不得了的。
And stinkier than the manger, the Christ.
圣灵是圣洁，神圣洁的灵啊。
The Holy Spirit is a very holy and divine.
是神公义的灵啊。
It's the righteous.
你要他住到这个房间里面来，他不是很痛苦吗？
Isn't it painful for him to live in a ugly, dirty place like this?
但他欢欢喜喜的来住。
And yet he joyfully dwells inside.
这是何等样的爱，而且他永远不离开你。
What a tremendous love that is, and that he also never leaves us.
因为门徒们跟随主的时候，有时候主还特别要门徒们跟他分开一下，对不对？
Even when the disciples were following Christ, there were some times that the disciples were away from Christ.
我们记得在五饼二鱼之后啊，主耶稣解散了众人，就催门徒们啊，划船过这个加利利海。
We know that after the feeding of the 5,000, the Lord Jesus encouraged the disciples to go away from the Sea of Galilee.
他们没有主的同在，在海中遇见风暴，他们一点办法都没有。
And so the disciples were so scared when they were in the storm without Christ.
但是今天圣灵来在我们的里面。
And yet today the Holy Spirit is among us.
不管你失败也好，
whether or not you fail,
或者你得胜也好，
or you have a victory,
不管你现在是属灵高昂也好，或者非常低沉也好，
or whether you're spiritual high or spiritual low,
主的应许有没有打折扣的呢？
Will His promise be discounted at all?
他永远与我们同在。
He forever will be with us.
弟兄姊妹们，不仅如此。
Brothers and sisters, not only this.
他说圣灵来了，要与你们同在。
Does the Spirit comes to be with you?
这讲到我们的经历里面。
Experientially.
当你蒙恩得救了以后，你就发现了，在你心中好像多了一个人。
After you're saved, you realize that there's this otherness inside.
我用一个比方啊，
For example,
在我没有结婚以前，
Before I was married,
我那时候做学生，
I was a student.
那一段日子啊，主在我身上有一点怜悯。
At that time, God really blessed me.
我个人呢，实在有一点，在主面前操练一点有属灵的生活。
I had some exercises in my spiritual life.
我很喜欢一个人跪在我自己房间祷告。
I really like to pray by myself in my room.
祷告完了，唱诗歌，然后读圣经。
After I pray, I sing some songs and I read.
我无拘无束，因为我一个人。
I'm all by myself.
然后不久我就结婚了。
After a while, I got married.
结婚以后，我就发现房间多一个人，好麻烦。
And I realized there's another person in my room, it's so troublesome.
他每次我只要一听见门响，我赶快站起来。
When I hear that door.
因为本来我是跪下祷告的，多了一个人嘛。
What? Same here.
对他也是这样。你知道，你信主以前呢，你一个人。
Before you're a believer, you're one person by yourself.
你做什么，就是你一个人当家做。
Whatever you want to do, you're all by yourself.
你信了主以后，常常你想做这件事，里面那个人说，
And after you become a believer, something else inside of you will say, "Oh, wait a minute."
这叫做与你同在。
This is this otherness. They're with you.
有时候你就是不肯去做，他就一直催着你，催着你该去做，你该去做。
Sometimes you're reluctant to do it, and yet this person is urging you to do it.
在你我里面就多了一位，这一位呢，做我们的陪伴，做我们的扶持，做我们的帮助，做我们的 instructor， 指教，做我们的引导 guidance.
So therefore, this other person inside of you becomes your companion and your guidance and even your instructor.
Support.
And your support.
弟兄姊妹们，这是何等奇妙！
This is such an amazing thing.
每一个尝过救恩的人，你都有这个经历。
Every one of you who have experienced salvation, you experienced it.
不仅如此，主再说，他们与你，他来与你们同在呢，并且要在你们里面。
Says he's not only with you, he's in you.
弟兄姊妹，你知道与我同在，他是在我旁边呢。
If he's with me, he's next to me.
但是他在我里面呢，那是完全不同的情况。
But it's a totally different realm when he is inside of us.
所以新约时代圣灵来了，它的特点是什么呢？是里面的时代。
So in a new dispensation, what is the special characteristic? It is the age of the inward life.
圣灵在我们身上的工作被称作内住的圣灵。
The work of the Holy Spirit in us is the work of the work in inside.
它被称作
indwelling spirit.
Indwelling spirit.
He is the indwelling spirit.
它怎样与我们内住呢？
How?
就是他是灵了，我们人也有人的灵，圣灵与人的灵呢就结合了。
We all ourselves have our spirit, and the Holy Spirit is united with us.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等奇妙的事情！
This is such an amazing thing.
这边有一杯水，
I have a cup of water.
如果我这里另外有一杯呢，是茶或者是牛奶，
and I have tea or milk.
如果这个杯子是人的灵，
and if this cup represents the spirit of man,
这个杯子里面是牛奶，是神的灵。
And the milk represents God's spirit.
神的灵来住在我的灵里面，他就倒在我的灵里面。
God's spirit dwelling in me, he will pour himself inside of me.
如果牛奶倒到这一杯水里面，这水会变成什么样子呢？
When you pour milk into water, what will happen to the water?
你看起来就像牛奶了，对不对？
When you look at it, it will look like milk.
但你说它是牛奶，它里面还是有水。
If you say this is milk, well, you have water inside also.
这叫什么呢？这叫联合。
This is that union.
这是每一个蒙恩得救的人，你一开头，圣灵就与你的灵联合了。
For every single one of us, in the beginning when we are saved, the Holy Spirit is united with us.
从这个做起点，这就是保罗讲到，你们是从圣灵入门的。
From this as a beginning step, this is what Paul is saying that we have entered through the
Spirit. 主住在我里面，当你发现这个事实的时候，没有一个人不受感动的。
The Lord dwells in us. When you realize this reality, no one will not be moved.
没有一个人不想说俯伏下来说，你是我的主，你是我的神，我愿意脱下鞋来做你的奴仆。
No one will not prostrate and say, Lord, we want you to be God, our God. We want to take off our shoes and we want to be a servant.
这与人的灵联合，那内住的圣灵。
This indwelling spirit that is united with man's spirit.
就在你和我里面。做了我们生命的灵
will become the very spirit of our life.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等奇妙的事情！
This is such an amazing thing.
这是何等奇妙的救恩！
What an amazing salvation!
他在我们里面，
He in us.
隐藏在我们灵的里面，
Hiding inside our spirit.
啊，深过我们的自觉意识，就是我们昨天讲的我们那个 ego.
Deeper even than our ego.
深过我们的 self consciousness.
Deeper even our self-consciousness.
也深过我们的潜意识。
And even our
deeper than our subconsciousness.
Our subconsciousness.
弟兄姊妹，这些都是人魂里面的一些的东西。
These are the issues in our soul.
但是圣灵不是在这些里面。
But this is not so in the Holy Spirit.
他先是在我们的灵里面。
He first is in our spirit.
哦，这是何等奇妙的救恩！
This is such an amazing thing.
而他在里面会向我们说话。
Therefore, he can speak to us.
他在我们里面会加我们力量，
giving us strength.
弟兄姊妹，难怪主耶稣讲啊，旧约时代的人呢，他们羡慕啊，想要进到国度里面去。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus says the people in the Old Testament they really admire to enter into the kingdom.
因为他们只能在外面做一点那个样子，从来没有摸到过实际。
because they were still in the outward form, they were not able to touch the reality.
今天主耶稣钉十字架带来了内住的圣灵。
Today, the Jesus on the cross brings in the indwelling spirit.
这个就是保罗告诉加拉太弟兄姊妹，你们是从圣灵入门的。
And this is why Paul told the Galatians, you have entered through the spirit.
你们都尝过。
You've tasted of it.
你经历过。
You've experienced.
有不仅是几天，你们有九年的时间走在圣灵的里面。
Not several days, but 9 years in the spirit.
你们知道什么是新造。
You know what is a new creation.
因为圣灵来了。你不用解释了，我知道这个是新造。
Because when the Holy Spirit comes, I don't need to explain it, but you know that this is the new.
所以在加拉太书里面，保罗根本没解释什么是新造，他只说你们要做新造的人。
So in the book of Galatians, Paul did not explain or describe what is a new creation. He just says you are a new creation.
但是保罗更提醒弟兄姊妹。
And yet Paul reminded the brethren.
你们既然是借着圣灵入门了。
Since you've entered into the Spirit.
就更要借着圣灵。得以达到完全，被成全。
You need to be perfected by the Spirit.
在加拉太书第四章第六节里面告诉我。
In Galatians 4:6 it says.
这个内住的圣灵不是别的，就是神儿子的灵。
This indwelling Spirit is none other but the Son of the Spirit of the Son of God.
这个内住的圣灵就是基督的灵。
This indwelling Spirit is the Spirit of Christ.
今天在地上。
Today on earth.
每一个在肉身中成。不，真正重生得救的神的儿女。
All of us who are truly born again.
在你和我里面那个新生命。
In you and I, this new life.
跟今天坐在天上复活得荣耀耶稣基督的生命有没有分别呢？
Do we have any difference between us and the Son of God sitting on high?
弟兄姊妹有没有分别？
Are there any difference?
你想他那么荣耀，我这么卑贱。他那么刚强，我这么软弱，当然有分别啊。
You may think, of course, it's a difference. He is so glorious, and I'm so base, and he is so strong, and I'm so weak. Of course, there's a difference.
那是我们人的眼光。
That's our human perspective.
你真的从启示的眼光看了，没有分别。
But from the eyes of Revelation, there's no difference.
在天上荣耀基督里面的灵，就是今天在你和我里面的神儿子。
The spirit of the glorified Christ is the spirit of you and I inside.
弟兄姊妹，你要想想这件事情。
Think about this.
你们就我们就会发现的，救恩太大了。
You realize the salvation is so tremendous.
我的信心实在是够不上了。
My faith sometimes cannot.
我需要主开我的眼睛。
I need to have him open my eyes.
当我们看见了在天上荣耀的基督他的生命，今天这个生命也在我的里面。
That I can see that this glorified Christ in heaven is also in my life.
那么要你活出。新造难不难呢？
And if that's the case, is it hard to live out the new creation?
或者说可能不可能呢？
Or to say, is it possible?
如果没有内住的圣灵，是绝对不可能的。
Without the indwelling spirit, it is impossible.
但是今天圣灵已经来了，每一个属基督的人，凭着信心，我们应该说，在我不能，但是住在我里面的圣灵能。
And now that the indwelling spirit has already come, and so therefore the spirit in us should say, in me it is impossible, but with him it's possible.
而且活出新造也是必然的一个结果。
And to live out the new creation is something, a result that will be for sure.
但是这个是一个过程。
This is a process.
所以我们要从加拉太书里面来看看，圣灵啊，就是内住的圣灵在我们身上做些什么工作。
So let's look from this book. What kind of a work does this indwelling spirit do?
在三章第二节第三节里面
Chapter 3 verses
保罗告诉加拉太弟兄姊妹你们是从圣灵入门的
Paul says that you have entered in by the spirit.
这告诉我们说他们每一个人呢都直接的个别的因着圣灵与主天上复活的基督有第一手的亲
Telling us that all of us, we have a first-hand experience with a Christ that is in heaven.
啊，我们有亲身的经历。
We have direct experience.
这是我们重生的经历，对不对
？This is the experience of our born again.
今天呢，很多时候都是我们把福音用别的东西取代了，人来参加赞成了我们，但是没有重生。
Some people, as we share the gospel, people agree with us, and yet they're not born again.
我们要把福音的传的纯正。
We need to share the purely the work of the gospel.
所以人接受主的时候，他真的是遇见主，像我们弟兄昨天晚上的见证，
so that when people meet the Lord, they really have met the Lord.
第二个
Second.
啊，在第四章第六节，神就差遣他儿子的灵来住在你我的心中。
In chapter 4, verse 6, it says, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into our hearts.
所以圣灵来啊，就是基督的灵来了。
So the Holy Spirit comes, that means the Spirit of Christ has come.
他进我们的心是有感觉的。
And our hearts have feelings.
因为我们重生的时候，神把我们那个硬的心的实心拿掉。
Because when we're saved, He has taken away our hardened heart.
他给了我们一个肉心。
We have now a heart of flesh.
对于神的工作。基督的爱是非常有感觉的。
So that we are very sensitive toward His work and His love.
当儿子的灵一进来，我们的感觉是什么呢
？Once when the Spirit of His Son comes in,
我们不由自主的称神作阿爸爸。
Therefore, spontaneously, we will call Him Abba Father.
他是我们的父亲。
He is our Father.
我们这样一呼喊的时候，里面什么感觉呢
？How do you feel?
父亲的慈爱和他完全的接纳。
We feel that we have been accepted by the Father's love.
弟兄姊妹，我没有时间做一点见证。
I don't have time to share example.
啊，我自己啊，对这个信主好多年都一直没有经历。
I have experienced this for many years after I became a believer.
因为我自己肉身的父亲是军人。
Because my own father was a military man.
教导我们的，我们家就三个兄弟，
他
把我们当他的兵来操练。
We're like his soldiers.
所以我一想到父亲啊，就没有慈爱的感觉。
Because when I think of my father, I didn't feel very loving kindness from him.
那我信了主以后，波饼聚会听了弟兄姊妹啊呼喊神做父亲呢，我就羡慕的不得了，我怎么喊不出来呢
？And so at the Lord's table, I hear brothers and sisters calling our heavenly Father. So in such a dear way, I thought to myself, how come I'm not like that?
有一次在特一个夏令会
，One time in a summer conference.
下午五点钟聚完会，我们要吃晚饭前自由活动。
We have some free time about 5 o'clock.
我跟我的 roommate 一起散步。
I was walking with my roommate.
忽然之间，圣灵在我里面感动我，回房间。
Suddenly, the Holy Spirit moved me to go back to my room.
我就跟我的 roommate 讲说，我回房间，请你不要来。
I told my roommate, please, I want to go back to the room. Don't follow me.
我就回到寝室了，把门关上。
I went back to my room and closed the door.
我知道圣灵要我跪下来祷告。
I knew the Holy Spirit wanted me to kneel down.
所以我就跪下来。
I knelt down.
一跪下来。
As soon as I knelt down, amazing.
父神的爱倾倒下来。
The love of God just poured down into me.
路加福音十五章那幅图画，那天好像我就是那个回家的孩子。
I felt like I was a prodigal son, as mentioned in Luke 15.
父亲抱着我，连连的亲嘴。
I felt my father embracing me.
我在主面前呢。流出非常喜乐感动的眼泪。
I have just joyful tears came out.
从那个以后啊，每次波饼聚会，我心里面就喊父亲，我感谢。
So from that time on, at the Lord's table, whenever I called the Heavenly Father, I felt so.
我们再不做奴仆。
We're no longer slaves.
再不害怕。
No more fear.
再不一想到神了，就是板着脸要惩罚我的主。
We no longer think of our God who is a very mean judge waiting to punish us.
他真是爱我。
He really loves us.
你知道吗？父神为你啊，每一天的前途都定好计划了。每一步路都在他爱的安排。
Oh, every day, every step is prepared by Heavenly Father.
这是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我们就活在父的爱中。
That we live in the love of the Father.
活在父的爱中什么意思呢
？What does it mean to live in the love of the Father?
我们成为住在家中的儿女。
Then we are people living in a Father's house.
我们不再在外面漂流，不再是客旅，不再是寄居。
No longer strangers and aliens. We are in the household of God.
这是何等的经历！
This is a tremendous thing.
所以有的时候年轻弟兄姊妹可能你解释不上来，但你就喜欢来聚会，你说不上来。
Sometimes for young people, you can't explain it, but you just want to come to the meeting.
昨天有一个做母亲告诉我说，他儿子啊，还没下令会，在家兴奋的好几天睡不着觉。
Yesterday, a mother told me that her son could not sleep for several days before he comes to the meeting.
我说感谢主啊。
We thank the Lord.
我们小的时候也有这种经历。
We were like that when we were young.
那时候我们不懂这是什么。
We didn't know what it was.
这是父亲的爱吸引我们到他的家里面。
This is the love of the Heavenly Father.
我们要住在他的家里。
We want to dwell in His house.
弟兄姊妹，到了五章五节。
Chapter 5, verse 5.
他说：“我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心，等候所盼望的义。”
So the Spirit by faith, we're waiting for the hope of righteousness.
圣灵住在我们里面了。很自然的里面开始有一个爱慕公义的心愿。
When the Spirit is dwelling in us, we have a desire to be righteous.
我们爱慕自己过一个公义的生活。
We desire to live a life of righteousness.
这时候你们就会发现了，原来我身上有好多东西的是得罪主的。
Then you realize there's a lot of things in you that has wronged the Lord.
有好多态度是得罪人的，也得罪主的。
There's a lot of attitudes that were wrong men as well as God.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有过这种经历呢？
Have you experienced this?
我读到一个传记，这个印度的巴辛弟兄。
I read about the biography of Brother Baxing.
他是一个很爱主的弟兄。
He really loved God.
是非常用信心。
He really uses faith.
的一个弟兄。
He uses faith.
有一次他自己在屋子里面祷告读经的时候。
One time he was praying and reading the Bible in his own room.
他闻到一股从来没有闻过非常非常臭的味道。
Suddenly he smelled something very stinky all around him.
哎呀，他这整个屋子都是那个臭味。
The whole room was filled with a foul odor.
他就站起来到处去找哪里有脏东西要把它清干净。
So he stood up trying to look around where is that foul odor coming from.
就找来找去看到屋子干干净净的。
But then he realized his room was still very clean.
他很稀奇，他就跪下来问主。这个气味哪里来的？
So he knelt down and he asked the Lord, where is this foul odor coming from?
主跟他讲，这个气味从你心里面发出。
And the Lord says,
你就这么臭。
The Lord says, this foul odor comes from your heart. That's how stinky you are.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers,
如果不是圣灵来，你我不会认识什么叫做公义。
If the Holy Spirit did not come, you and I would not know what is unrighteousness.
我们要指指点点别人，好像我比别人公义。
You can point fingers to others as if you're more righteous.
是因为你我没有看见自己。
It's because we haven't seen ourselves.
你我看见了。
If we see it,
我们就说主啊，祸灾我灭亡了。
He said, Lord, woe is me, for I perish.
求你洁净我。
Cleanse me.
你知道以赛亚就是这样的经历。
That's how Isaiah experienced.
弟兄姊妹，靠着圣灵。凭着信心，我们就等候所盼望的义。
By the Holy Spirit, by faith, we wait for the hope of righteousness.
我们不仅爱慕自己过公义的生活。
Not only we are waiting for us to live a life.
我们也等候自己呢，让圣灵做工，成为一个公义的人。
We wait for the work of the Holy Spirit so that we become a person of righteousness.
这是内住圣灵在我们身上。另外一方面的工作。
This is the other aspect of the work of the indwelling spirit.
然后呢，我们看见我们要被圣灵的引导。
Then we'll be guided by the Holy Spirit.
所以到五章十八节说呢，他说我们要这个若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。
5:18 says, if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law.
圣灵引导我们怎么做什么呢？
What does the Holy Spirit lead us to do?
我简单的讲。
Simply speaking,
圣灵领人来经历十字架。
The Spirit leads us to experience the cross.
所以在这里讲到圣灵在我们里面与我们的情欲是相争。
So therefore, the deeds of the Spirit is in conflict with our flesh.
那么结果是什么呢？
What is the
把我们的肉体和肉体的情欲一同钉在十字架上。
So that a flesh and that the desires of the flesh should be nailed to the cross.
这就是五章二十四节告诉我。
This is what it says in 5:24.
弟兄姊妹，所以有的时候我们里面好苦啊！我所愿意的我做不到，我不愿意的我又去做。你不要自己去努力。
So therefore, sometimes you say, "Oh, it's so hard because you do the things that you don't want to do."
让圣灵来打这个仗。
We don't need to spend our effort. Let the Holy Spirit help.
那你我的唯一的责任是什么呢？
Our only responsibility
跟随圣灵的引导
follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
这个我们被圣灵引导，保罗在罗马书讲，你就被称作神的儿子。
As we're led by the Spirit, Paul Romans says that we are the sons of God.
我们就成为长大的。
Then we're grown up.
弟兄姊妹们，不仅我们的肉体和邪情私欲都定死。
Not only our flesh and the deeds of our desires are nailed to the cross.
而且被圣灵引导了。在我们身上会结出圣灵的果子来。
As we led by the Spirit, we will bear the fruit of the Spirit.
这个是生命的。
These are the fruit of life.
最后一个点呢， 圣灵的引导啊，使我们在基督里合而为一。
And the guidance of the Holy Spirit allows us to be one with Christ.
所以第四章第六节到第七节，第三章二十六到二十九节。
In chapter 4 and chapter 3.
保罗在那里告诉我们说，我们成因信了，我们成为神的儿子。
By faith we become the son of God.
我们既然是儿子，就做靠着神做神的产业的继承人。
And since we are, then we become the heirs of His promise.
为什么我们能够成为继承人呢
？Why?
因为我们借着圣灵，在基督耶稣里成为一了。
Through the Holy Spirit, we have become one with Christ.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在一起聚会，不论有多少人
，No matter how many people we have，
肢体虽多，身体只有一个。
The many members, the one body.
这是圣灵做的工作。
This is the work of the
Holy Spirit. 不是人能够统一人的。
Not that man can unify man.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们成为一，与基督耶稣成为一的时候。
As the one with Christ.
所以父立子啊，做承受万有的，那与基督成为一的，也承受万有。
So as God with His Son has become one, then we can also become one with His Son.
弟兄姊妹，这是内住圣灵，今天在地上，在每一个属神的儿女身上，和在教会中那荣耀的工作。
This is the glorious work of the indwelling spirit in individually as well as in his church.
我们若是认识了圣灵，
If we come to recognize
the Holy Spirit, 我们该用什么态度来接受圣灵？
What kind of attitude we should have to receive it?
保罗在五章二十五节告诉我们说，我们若是靠圣灵得着了生命，我们来生活。
So therefore, in Galatians 5:25 says, as we receive the Spirit, then we can walk by it too.
我们要靠着圣灵来行事为人。
We need to walk by the Spirit.
在六章第八节他说呢，我们要顺着圣灵来撒种。
And Luke 8 says we are to plant the seed by the Spirit.
若是我们顺着圣灵撒种呢
，If we sow,
我们必从圣灵收永生的果。
We will reap eternal life.
啊，愿主祝福他的话。
May the Lord bless His word.
让我们真实知道。今天我们住在新造里，就是
我们顺服圣灵。
我们靠着圣灵行事。
We can walk by the Spirit.
我们一同有一点祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我们把满心的赞美感谢献给你。
Lord, we give you all our thanksgiving and praise.
因着你为我们在十字架上成了咒诅。
Because you became cursed for us on the cross.
我们本来是下火湖的材料。
We were once things that supposed to be thrown into the lake of fire.
今天却承受了圣灵的祝福。
We have received the promise of the Holy Spirit.
我们成为神的儿女。
We have become your children.
成为回家的人。
Children going home.
我们要感谢你。
We thank you.
我们谢谢你，今天圣灵已经住在每一个属他儿女们的里面。
Thank you that you are dwelling in all of us.
愿你吸引我们的眼目，常常思想圣灵。
Help us to meditate on the Holy Spirit.
我们不仅靠他而生，我们也随着圣灵行事。
Not only are we born by the Holy Spirit, help us to walk by Him.
接受他的引导。
Accept His guidance.
我们也顺服圣灵来撒种。
And obey the Holy Spirit to sow.
好叫我们能够从圣灵收获永生。
So that by the Holy Spirit we can reap eternal life.
为着你浩大的救恩，我们在献上满心的感谢和赞美。
Our hearts are full of praises and thanksgiving for your tremendous salvation.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.